I want to kind of program a little bit here, although it does have to do with Hartford. Yesterday, just not far from where we are now at Duncan Park, I went over to Makerspace, Connecticut. Is that the way?
Makerspace, CT.
Yeah, CT. And got a tour of it because they have a big fundraising event a week from Saturday. And I'm going to MC it. And I got a chance to meet the folks over there. And the space is really amazing. And I don't think enough people know about it. And then part of the job of, you know, the gala is to make sure we can support it. And part of the reason I want to have Deborah Sizitsky on today is to let more people know about it. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
And it was good to get the whole tour yesterday. If you were going to sum it up for people, because we only have a short amount of time here, like, what is there and what do you do?
Sure. Our mission is to positively impact lives by enabling access, education, and innovation. And we are precisely at the crossroads of traditional skills like woodshop and machining, along with what I call new collar skills, AI, virtual reality, drones, 3D printing, and CAD.
And what is CAD again?
Computer-aided design.
Right.
So you envision something that you want to design in your mind. You design it on computer-aided design software, SolidWorks, Fusion, NX, something like that. And then you translate that into CAM, G-code. The machine can read it and
make it.
3D print.
So just so people know, from woodworking to like sheet metal all the way to AI, you have... I mean, the AI thing you're trying to build out, but like basically that facility can do all of it.
We can teach people to do all of that. We are very much the on-ramp for people. When you ask, how do we spark that interest in manufacturing in youth, in young adults, in adults, it's the opportunity to create. It's the opportunity to see how things are made, which makes you look at the world with a completely different lens and then get in there. Think of an idea for a lamp, for a Wi-Fi Bluetooth speaker, an idea for something you want to design. And then once someone has it in their mind, puts it down on the computer 2D, and it translates to 3D, whether they're laser cutting it, whether they're 3D printing it, whether they're milling it, and they have that product in their hands, you see their eyes open up. You know,
right.
It's like, whoa, I made this. I never thought I could. So our mission is to educate people in as many different ways as possible. All our classes are scholarship classes for our students, for our youth and young adults, so that they can come there and get this education in the evenings, during the day, and learn about opportunities and move into the workforce or to higher education.
And of course, a lot of these young men and women are looking for careers, and they've had outcomes where people get jobs and the skills they learned on site. And this is the most important thing, because we're short on time. We're talking with Deborah Sizitsky. Are you the executive director?
Quite, founder and executive director.
Of Makerspace CT. Is this event a week from Saturday? Because people need to understand that to be able to continue doing this, they need funding, and they get a bunch of grant money too, but like the bottom line is they have to basically fully fund themselves every year, and that's pressure, and it's also opportunity. And so we wanted to bring some attention. If anyone on the 28th, if you got nothing to do, you want to say hi to me, you want to hang out, where can they go?
Sure.
And where can they get tickets so they can support you?
So you can buy tickets through the weekend till Sunday night, and it's gala.makerspaceCT.com. And you can buy your tickets there. We have a lot of selections for dinner. We're going to have
a robot battle.
Robot battle royale. We're going to put them all in there. We're bringing our cage upstairs. We are in the beautiful Art Deco G Fox building in the Gershon Ballroom for the event.
That's really great. And again, it's gala at
makerspaceCT.com.
And you can just Google also Makerspace CT and get to their site and find a way to get on board. And honestly, just come down and come to the event and check out the robot battle. And we'll say hello to me. There'll be a bunch of people there. It's a great space. And we really appreciate the time. And it was a pleasure and an honor to see what you guys have. Because if you're walking by in the street, you have no idea what's inside
that.
I know. It's unbelievable. Deborah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian. It's an honor.
Deborah Sizitsky, the executive director of Makerspace CT. And again, just go to that site. Again, it is gala.makerspaceCT.com. And come on Saturday the 28th.